You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock, and right now we're actually talking with Jamie from Code Orange. Their new album, Underneath, is available now on Roadrunner Records. We've been playing the hell out of it. So first off, Jamie, I got to ask you, man, how are you holding up during all this craziness, and like, what are you doing to keep yourself busy, keep your sanity?
I'm doing well. We're being very creative and trying to push forward. We just launched a live series on Twitch called You and You Alone.
Nice.
And we started with an improvised performance by Shade with some intercut visuals and stuff. And we have a lot of ideas for how to stay creative, but also keep it really still musical and artistic and totally about Code Orange and not about extracurricular activities. I think the way that Twitch is used often, you know. So I think we're pushing forward and we have a lot of ideas. I'm actually starting to get excited about a lot of them. So.
Dude, that's super sick. Necessity, it kind of, we're finding, I think, it's unfortunate times, obviously I wouldn't ask that this happen, but if it is happening and it is, there's nothing we can do about it, all we can do is react. And necessity, I think, is really breeding a lot of creativity within the artist space. So I'm stoked to see what you guys come up with.
You got to adapt to survive. That's the game in the world. That's the music game, too. So it is what it is.
So something that we were really, really hyped on and you guys like blew it out of the water. You guys played a huge live stream event for the release of Underneath. Obviously, it was going to be a huge blowout party. It was going to be like this insane show. I'm sure it was going to be sold out. You guys were going to, you know, bring it. But you guys adapted like, you know, you just mentioned you had to adapt to survive. You guys adapted well. You guys played a huge show. Sonny from Hate Fight 6 helped out and you guys live streamed it on Twitch. Did you guys have to kind of adjust any of your live performance to that space, or did you guys just do it as is, like the way you had it planned?
We did it as is. I mean, psychologically, there was some adjustment, but we had played it so many times and worked so hard on it. We just wanted to get it out. So
yeah,
we had played it a lot, and yeah, there was a little adjustments, but not really. The main thing was the only way this works is if we go for it all the way. So. We went for it all the way. It was fun, honestly.
Dude, and it's got a lot of replay value, too. And like, if anyone's listening now and they haven't checked it out, it's up for free, so you can check it out. How long did you guys have to logistically set this all up? And, like, when did you find out, like, hey, this is not going to happen the way we planned? Let's do some different.
Like, 2 days about, maybe less, honestly.
Damn.
Like, it was quick. We just had to work all day and night. And just get it figured out and get it done. And it turned out as good as I could possibly hope, which is rare. And I think that was because, you know, a lot of effort was put in. We were at the venue at 8, 9 a.m. all the way till 9, just making sure everything worked. So,
dude, that's and it came out like insane. Such an awesome like companion to the album. It really adds a lot to it. So I'm assuming you're doing a lot of press, a lot of conversations with people about the record, about your live show. I just got to ask you, because I'm, you know, doing so much press. What is a question that you're tired of answering?
I don't know. I mean, I'm never too tired. I mean, it's hard to think. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm never too tired of anything, especially now because I'm so ready to get out there and
yeah.
do something and talk about this record. We've been gearing up for this record, you know, so hard. The only type of questions I hate are when people who obviously don't give a f*** are asking any questions.
Sure.
Then you get a dark side of myself. That's pretty much it. Anything that's genuine where someone actually like cares, has listened to it for even like 2 minutes, mm-hmm. then I'm good. If you haven't even listened to it, you don't know what's going on at all, then I have nothing to say. So if people are kind and respectful, then that's all you're going to get from me ever. If you aren't, then that you ain't getting that. So
that's something I respect about you guys, because you guys have come up from like humble. Like I saw you guys play small venues in Tacoma, and now you guys are killing it, and it's just like it's really cool to see bands that have those seeds planted in like a DIY kind of space, and now you've just done so much creative stuff on your own, and it's cool to see, man. It's not fabricated.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it all. We've played every type of place you can play,
yeah.
from basements, outside barns, VFW halls. You said you saw, we were talking, and you said you saw us at the Mayhem Fest. That tour near was harder than any of the basement tours we did, because we would have to play at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
No one be there. All the tours were routed for a bus. We had 12 people in a 12-seater van. But we would have to sleep in the van in the parking lot overnight before the show, or else we would never make it in time in the heat. So that was probably the hardest tour we ever did. We lost our whole road crew after that tour.
They're like, F
and,
this,
you know,
dude.
Dom, who's in our band, was on the road crew in that tour. He made it. That's pretty much, that was his test. So
there you go. Nice, dude. Well, I mean, a difference in this album and this touring cycle, and I'm excited to see you guys when, you know, all of this ends and you guys can tour again. But you're handling vocal duties now, and you're up from behind the drum set. You obviously did vocals before, but now you're like the quote-unquote lead vocalist, the front man of Code Orange. Tell us, what made you take that jump, dude, and when? What was that decision like?
I think the music called for it, one, and two, you know, the timing of wanting to connect more and mm-hmm. change it up and make it exciting. Those things both called for it, and my band members are the ones who thought we should do it, and so we tried it. We just moved forward on it. It's just so natural now. It's like everything we change, it feels like it should have always been.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much. And I was just glad to see on the live stream that I didn't look a complete idiot, so working on it, and we'll get there.
Dude, I bet it's going to be fun to kind of connect like that, like you said, kind of the connection thing, and just, you know, be up there and have that that energy coming at you from everyone and people singing along. It's probably going to be a really, really fun experience. I'm sure, you know, you're eager to go out there and kind of test that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I cannot wait. We were gearing up to go out for years straight, and now we can't, but we're going to make the best of it. We have a lot of creative endeavors coming up that are all directly related to our album and to our band, and I'm just excited about that.
Dude, that's awesome. So you mentioned how long you guys, you know, worked on this record, and how it was just such an artistic like process of just like working so hard on it. How did you guys have a different approach for this one other than like Forever? How was your approach different, and how did it vary from your past records?
It's just like going down the rabbit hole. We just get more and more. We want more and more and more and more, and we get lost, and now I can't even see what I don't even remember, so I have no clue what that was like. All I know is this record was 24/7 every day for years.
That's awesome.
It was more than any record we've ever done. It's a very detailed record. There's a lot going on,
yeah.
whether you like it or not. There's a lot going on, and it's very intricate. And to me, it was this big puzzle that I saw that just had to get put together mm-hmm. in a certain way. And, you know, that involves a nice freaking whole dissertation on that I have on my computer of, like, all the what I see as, like, the themes and the yeah. ideas and even, like, character and, you know, just breaking stuff down that people would never even see or notice just so we had a real strong grasp of what we were trying to accomplish. And I think it was all worth it in the end. And a lot of trial and error. And, you know, we made the album for real, like, a year and a half or more ago, 14, 15 demos. And then we rebuilt the whole thing based off of those very specific hundreds of track demos, you know, so.
So everything is super intentional, as, you know, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably due to my, they probably would like it to be a little less intentional. I found, you know, I saw watching Shade perform, because he was performing on our Twitch.
Yeah.
And we just did a replay an hour ago.
Nice.
And, you know, it was more freeform, and there was, like, a beauty to that, too, but it's just not, and I love listening to it and watching it, but it's just not how my brain works, so it's very intentional, yeah.
Nice, dude. Well, you know, I was curious where your influences come from, and, like, personally growing up and stuff, and a question I like to ask is, growing up, what was the first CD or tape or first album that you purchased on your own with your own money that wasn't given to you?
I have no clue, man. I can't even remember, like, 2 days ago. So
okay,
I don't know. But all I know is we were just punk kids. We liked punk and hardcore, yeah. and then metal and all kinds of everything. And we liked a lot of rock and alternative rock mm-hmm. and you know. But when we were all grew up, kind of just into punk, and we would go to, like, the local shows. Mm-hmm. Probably first CD I ever bought was probably a local band CD.
Okay, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a lot of local bands we used to listen to religiously. One of the first CDs I got was probably an Anti-Flag CD, because they're from Pittsburgh.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, we just got into it when we were 12, 13, and it just keeps growing and growing, and the past becomes blurrier and blurrier as yeah. every day is so jam-packed with this
growing up in the punk scene, and then kind of, you know, going from there, you know, I'm sure there are some albums that have changed your life. If you were to, you know, say, like, a few albums, maybe three or four albums that have shaped you and changed your life, is there anything you can point to?
Yeah, I mean, getting into, like, more metallic hardcore, like Converge, Jane Doe, yeah. that was huge for me when I was a teenager. And obviously, Nine Inch Nails, Downward Spiral. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of my favorite albums of all time, if not my favorite. I mean, there's been tons of records. I would say it's hard to pinpoint. But I mean, when I first got into it, you know, it was Minor Threat and
yeah.
Bad Brains, and then, you know, you just start getting more into the niche of it, deeper and deeper. And I think what's cool about our music is, and what I'm sure a lot of people who are into those subgenres don't like about our music, is that we try to keep a hold on what is, you know, I don't want to say, like, listenable, but is you know, we like the catchy. We like to try to keep it rooted in something a little bit above ground while
for
still
sure.
drawing from a lot of stuff that's very underground, of course, mm-hmm. because we've been in this our whole lives, you know. So, yeah, I feel like that's definitely carried us through, because, you know, we have those roots, but we've always listened to catchy music and rock music and
yeah.
hip-hop, and so I think especially on this record that shines through.
I would agree, man, and it's cool to hear you guys go from, you know, like a soaring kind of, like, sing-along chorus to just, like, heavy riffs and then some glitchy stuff, and it's all over the place, but it makes sense, and it's awesome, man. I've been listening to it a lot, so it's really cool.
I think it's easiest to understand if you've listened to all of our past records, because
yeah.
it's really always just expanding on ideas that we were doing even before our first LP. But our first LP, mm-hmm. when we were Code Orange kids, you know, you can hear a lot of that stuff on this one. You can hear stuff like that from that on this one even more than the last two. So, you know, it always kind of comes around, and it's always chaotic, but I don't find it, you know, and I think a lot of people are agreeing, which makes me really happy, because I was really worried, man, it's going to just sound like a bunch of, to them, it's going to sound like a bunch of, it's going to sound us all over the place. And I've been hearing that people think it's very cohesive in its own way, and to me it really is. To me, everything fits like an exact piece, you know, and that's it.
The hell yeah, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you guys pull it off, like live. Obviously, the live stream on Twitch was a sneak peek, so I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, me too, man.
I do have to ask you, we did get a little bit into wrestling talk when we talked to you at Mayhem. It is WrestleMania week, of probably the weirdest WrestleMania ever. We all know the Attitude Era. Yeah. It is now the Empty Arena Era. What's your Mount Rushmore of wrestling? So, like, four, all time, your favorite.
Stone Cold's got to be on there.
Yeah.
Probably Daniel Bryan, you know, Bryan Danielson.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe either Tanahashi or Okada, for sure.
Yes.
Flair.
Oh, yeah.
When I was growing up, I loved, like, any high flyer I could get my eyes on, which I'm 26, so
yeah.
It was Jeff Hardy and Rob Van Dam.
Yep.
And then, of course, as you get, as I've gotten more into it over time, you see all the guys from Mexico and Japan.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I love all kinds of wrestling. Right now, it's kind of hard to watch, to be honest, at times, especially because of this empty ring thing. But I watched a little bit yesterday, and it was cool. It was like Edge was talking to the camera. It was pretty so.
I'll say, so the wrestling is kind of hard to watch, but I think that it's actually, the promos are really cool. The promos are what are really cool in an empty arena. It's different. It's different.
Yeah, I love the AEW. I watch AEW every week, and I like the empty arena shows a lot. And, right now, we do the song for Brain. I think he's great.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
That's
his thing.
That's such an awesome thing to see, your relationship with WWE. You guys obviously, you guys did the entrance for Aleister Black, which was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And then you did Bray Wyatt's theme. And that's got to get an audience that might not be like huge fans of aggressive music to kind of adopt your band. And then, you know, you'll probably have a bunch of wrestling fans with Bray Wyatt t-shirts coming out to your shows coming up.
Dude, there's such an accepting audience. We get the most, I mean, doing that song overnight, all our comments turned so positive.
That's so cool.
Insane. They were all so happy and like, they're great. I love it. I mean, people like make fun of it and stuff. I'm like, I get it because like, you know, every rock band that ever existed was like a wrestling song. But the people who are fans of it are very, they're kind people. They're just regular, awesome people and they really dug into all our stuff, and I love it. I mean, it's a dream for me. I mean, I remember when he first came out with this character and how much I thought loved it, the last character, Bray Wyatt. And now to be such a big part of this character is very surreal. A lot of surreal things. I was backstage at Madison Square Garden and Stone Cold was standing right next to me, and I was having a conversation with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon with Reba.
Jesus.
And I was just like, this is insane. Seriously,
right?
Gone for like, I literally had like five conversations with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon in real life. Like sometimes I'm just like, what the f***? Insane. First of all, they're two of the coolest people ever.
That's awesome.
They're so cool. I remember it was so funny because we were backstage at Madison Square Garden and me and Reba were nervous. We had hung with Bray and Braun Strowman and stuff and they were being awesome, but they kind of went away. So we're kind of there. We don't want to be like bothersome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't want to be punishers.
So we see Triple H and Stephanie talking to someone, and we kind of walk by them, and Triple H, like, stomps us. And he's like, no, all I got to say was, and he's like, talk to us. I was just like, dude, this is, and like, talked to both of them for a while. I was like, this is so goddamn insane.
And he's the one who stopped you guys. That's cool.
Yes. Because he's just, I mean, there's a thing. To be like that, he's like a superhero in terms of, like, he's so aware.
Oh, yeah.
He's hyper-aware. And I also am hyper-aware, but I'm not, like, insanely famous and, like, act and, like, run a whole company. So I have time to be aware.
Yeah.
The fact that he has so much time to be aware that, like, me and Reba are walking by at Madison Square Garden Monday Night Raw, like, when the show's, like, about to go on the air, is psychotic. It's like, I just don't even understand how you could be that in tune, but he's awesome. He's awesome.
Dude, that's so cool, man. And it's awesome that you guys are in that kind of like that universe. And you know, there's no shame in saying, like, I will 100% admit the first time I ever heard Pantera was watching ECW and hearing Rob Van Dam come out to Walk. So, I mean, I am one of those kids that like watches wrestling obsessively, and I got into a lot of music.
Everybody. I mean, anybody who acts like they're not necessarily wrestling, but just in general. So is anybody. I mean, it's like, we make the exact music we want to make.
Yeah.
No one tells us what to do. We do what we want to do. So, I mean, if they use it, that's great. They let us do the Bray Wyatt song exactly how we want it. They didn't even say anything. I mean, you know, so they're great. I love working with them. We were hoping we would get to play WrestleMania this year, and it was looking good. It was looking very good, to be honest with you. But then, you know, what happened. So we'll see. When they come back, hopefully we'll be involved.
And maybe next year in L.A. At that new stadium, that'll hopefully happen.
Oh, my God. How awesome would that be?
Right?
Yeah. And I'm sure Triple H will title us, even at WrestleMania.
Yeah!
He's awesome.
And then you get the huge handshake from Vince McMahon. How you doing, pal?
No, I never saw Vince McMahon. I never saw Vince McMahon, not even for a second.
Fair enough.
I remember the first time we were at wrestling... at NXT, we played. Mm-hmm. We were in a locker room, and John Cena walked by. I wasn't there for this.
Yes.
And they all ran out of the locker room and, like, followed him. It was so funny, because they put us, like, in, like, the locker room that, like, Brock Lesnar would normally be in, like, the solo one.
Oh, my God.
And it was just so... It was literally just so goddamn weird. I can't even... It's insane. It's like coming back to me right now.
That's amazing, dude. Well, I mean, as of someone who's a fan, a super fan, like you can look back and truly appreciate that, which is really, really cool. So,
yeah, sometimes you forget too, because it's like life goes forward, mm-hmm. and then it's just like, man, we're really lucky. So I'm just very happy to be doing everything that we're doing, and we just need to keep working to earn it, and that's pretty much it.
Absolutely, man. In case you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Jamie from Code Orange. Their new album, Underneath, is available now. You can catch all the cool stuff they're doing on their streaming Twitch channel, doing a lot of creative stuff in this quote-unquote downtime. I mean, it's not a downtime for the creative types. We have all the time in the world to do creative things. In the end, you know, who knows what the time frame is? There's obviously no, you know, answer here, but how do you think things will change as far as our society or anything for the better or worse after this pandemic?
I have no clue. I'm scared as everyone else. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
I just know. I hope everyone's safe, and I have the utmost you know, understanding and compassion for everyone who's losing their jobs. I mean, two people in my family lost their jobs. My mom and my sister. Already, so I'm just like,
yeah.
I just thought it is. I'm just, I'm staying in the house. So,
well, if nothing else, I think that Underneath is a good soundtrack to the apocalypse.
It is. I mean, it's literally, if you read it at this point, it's ridiculous. Like, mm-hmm. some of the songs, I'm like, this is literally about this. So, it's weird.
Dude, I'm stoked on the record. I'll be jamming that as I go on runs. Of course, socially distanced runs. Don't worry. What's something you're looking forward to in 2020?
Man, I just can't wait to I mean, you know, I'm getting I was down, but I'm getting excited now on all these ideas we have.
Yeah.
To do some really cool stuff and keep growing. But, I mean, I just can't wait to get on the road and just get back out there. That's all. Just play this record for people.
Hell yeah, man. Jamie from Code Orange, any final words for the Northwest audience before I let you go?
No, just be safe and be strong. And if you want to listen to something that will kind of scare you, which you probably don't currently, listen to Underneath our album. It won't comfort you, but it is entertaining.
Nice.
I'll give you that.
Awesome. Thanks, Jamie.
All right. Thank you very much, man.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.